Today, January 20th, we have the feast day of two saints. Both of them were early martyrs in the church. The first is Saint Fabian, and the other is Saint Sebastian. Let me just briefly tell you a little bit about each of them. Saint Fabian was the 20th pope. He became pope in the year 236. And his election as pope is perhaps one of the most fascinating elections in all of church history. After the pope died, the previous pope was only pope for about a month, and the clergy and lay people of Rome had gathered to elect the new pope. And in comes from the farm this man named Fabian, who was a farmer, a Roman farmer. He walked into the city, happened to walk into the city that day. And as he did, a dove came from out of nowhere and landed on his head. And that was the sign that he would be the next pope. So he was chosen, this layman was chosen as the pope unanimously by the crowd. So, of course, he had to have him ordained and then made a pope. So he was the first layman chosen to be pope. And once he was elected, he ruled for 14 years with great firmness and wisdom. And under his reign, the church grew to 40,000 members in Rome. And there was a small period of peace. But then in the year 250, Decius became emperor and set about a bloody persecution of the Christians. And, of course, one of his first targets was Pope Fabian. And as you know, every pope was martyred for the first 300 years of the church. And he was among them. His relics are now kept in the Basilica of St. Sebastian, which is along the Appian Way. Now, the other martyr whose feast day is celebrated today is St. Sebastian, and it's appropriate since the relics of these two saints are now kept together that they be honored on this day together. St. Sebastian was one of the early Christian heroes. What we know about him is a little bit sketchy, but we do believe he was born in France, but raised in Milan, and he was persecuted and killed during the reign of Emperor Diocletian about the year 300. We know that Sebastian was a military man. He was a high official who had become a Christian and who helped strengthen Christians that were undergoing persecution and death by the Roman Empire. When it was discovered that he himself was a Christian, who was comforting those who were to be executed, he was shot with arrows. You might have seen the famous pictures of Saint Sebastian tied to a tree, having been shot with arrows. Believe it or not, that did not kill him. He was severely wounded, but through the kindness of some Christians who found him, he had not died under this terrible torture. But he was able to recover, and eventually, though, he was discovered that he was still alive, and so he was beaten to death under the orders of the emperor. We know that he is buried, his remains are buried along the Appian Way in what is today the Basilica of St. Sebastian. So if you have a chance to go to Rome and go out to the Appian Way, you can pray at the remains of St. Fabian, one of the great popes of history, and also St. Sebastian, one of the early Christian heroes. Saint Sebastian is the patron saint of archers and of soldiers and of athletics. What we see, I believe, in the life of these two early saints is their great love for Christ, because our Lord said there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And certainly these two men proved that they were truly close friends with Christ because they gave their life for Jesus Christ.